Kathleen Mashana, hosting another episode of the Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition podcast. It's story time, listeners. Today's book I'm going to read to you is Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire by Miriam Cohen. Enjoy. Danny told Jim what he wanted for Christmas. It's a race car with rocket boosters in the back, and it goes 1,000 miles an hour. How can it go that fast? Jim asked. Boosters, Danny said. The new boy, Alex, heard them. I've already got one of those, but mine is a triple rocket model, and it goes 2,000 miles an hour. Has it got trick action? Danny wanted to know. Of course, Alex said. Let's build a fort, Jim, Danny said. At lunch, Sarah was telling about her new hamster. I'm going to call her Hanukkah because that's when I'm getting her. I have a pony, Alex said. Is it a real pony? George wanted to know. Could I see it? Sometime, but not today. He's sick, said Alex. He hasn't got any pony, said Danny. How do you know? Asked Jim. Sarah said Alex couldn't have a pony. He lives in an apartment. Alex is a liar, said Anna. Don't play with him. Alex went to put his lunch bag in the trash. Paul said, I don't like Alex. He keeps saying he has something better than everybody else. And when Alex came back, Danny yelled, liar, liar, pants on fire. Everyone but Jim shouted it to him. So the teacher talked to them. She said, maybe Alex isn't really lying. Maybe he's just trying to get you to notice him. Try to be friends with Alex. Remember, it isn't easy being new. The first grade was so busy getting ready for their Christmas party. They didn't have time to be Alex's friend. Most of them didn't want anything to do with him. The first graders was going to have a tree that they decorated themselves. Their teacher told them they were supposed to use only things they would throw away, such as plastic bottles, egg cartons, cotton, and paper towel tubes. Jimmy worked very hard on a bleach bottle Santa Claus. His mother gave him a red sock for a cap because the other socks had been lost in the laundry. He used cotton for a beard, and he drew the nicest, kindest face. When he put the crayon down, he couldn't believe he had made such a good Santa. The morning of the Christmas party, everybody hurried to school carrying their decorations. Lewis made a folded paper bird with wings that can move. Margaret had a picture of her baby brother pasted in a little cardboard box bed. It had a tiny cotton blanket. Willie and Sammy made a train with Santa riding in one of the cars. He's taking the Uptown Express to our house, they said. Jim's Santa cap was lost. When he went to look for it, Alex had found it. Here, he said. It was outside. Oh boy, thanks, gym. Everybody just laughed and was running around. The teacher said, "Line up, please. We're going to take turns putting our decorations on the tree." Alice, did you make anything? Alice looked at the floor. "I don't know how to," he said. Suddenly, Jim felt sorry for Alice. Jim put his bleach bottle Santa in Alice's hands. "Here, you can put it on the tree," he said. Anna said very loudly, "You're just wasting your one Santa Claus on that boy." But the teacher smiled at Jim. At the Christmas party, Alice was the fastest relay runner and won for Anna's team. George said, "Alice can run faster than any pony." After the party, Alice said, "Jim, I don't really have a pony." "That's all right," said Jim. "You're the best runner in the first grade." Anna just listened. "And that's true," she said. The end. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's book. Ask a grown-up to click the subscribe button so that way you won't miss any new episodes. Listen to Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition wherever you get your podcasts. The lesson you learn in the Liar Liar Pants on Fire book is to be honest no matter what. Bye for now, listeners.